certainly Brad McLaughlin and myself, when we went at the beginning, we worked with a group of players who had to avoid relegation. That was the terms of reference. And to be very fair to that group, they worked extremely hard. They bought into what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
And so the Premiership status was maintained. And then we had to look to the next stage, and that was, you know, taking the next step forward. And so there were players who were retained, and for the good of other players and the club, then there were some who moved on. And then we brought other new players in. And certainly the players that Brian and I have at the moment are beginning to understand how we work, and that is working very hard, doing our best, and not accepting anything less than our best of ourselves. And players are certainly... They certainly are applying themselves tremendously well.
Absolutely. Now, you've had your fair share of Derby games, you know, throughout the lines, obviously your time at Linfield. How does the likes of the, do you think, the Ballymena and Corrie one compare to the big Belfast derbies?
I honestly don't know, Richard, to tell you the truth, because I've never experienced it. From when I stepped out from Linfield, I made it a point of getting to Derby games, and I went to the Crusaders Cliftonville one. I was at the Glenavon Portadown one. Ironically, when I was writing for Sunday Life, I said that this year I would be covering the Ballymena Corrie Derby because I wanted to experience that particular derby. And here, without ever thinking I would be involved in it, I'm directly involved in it. So I'm looking forward to it immensely. I know all about the rivalry. I've been advised of the various videos by Jimmy Nesbitt, Big Alan Simpson, who are big Korean men. Obviously, I know Oran Kearney and William Murphy extremely well. Stephen Douglas, who's a big player for Korean, I also know very well. So I would have thought that this derby will be keenly contested.